MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, Bill. Another week goes by, and the Red Sox of Stratomatic fame still roll right along.
Yeah, so you're following the Red Sox on the Stratomatic game, which simulates a Major League Baseball season. So what happened last night?
Well, last night the Red Sox took the field in Atlanta, beat the Braves 1-0. Jackie Bradley Jr.'s second-inning sac fly was all the Red Sox needed for that win. Ryan Weber got the start, 6 scoreless. Improves to 4-3 on the season. Matt Barnes saved number 4. Red Sox back at the 500 mark at 22-22. Third place in the AL East, 3.5 games behind the Yankees.
Well, we have to be pleased with the way Ryan Weber is performing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good things to come in the future, Bill.
You got it. Love to see those kids come along. All right. So what do we know? What's happening with the Red Sox and the coronavirus?
Well, there is some news out of Major League Baseball as they plan to possibly restart the Major League Baseball season. It's now in the hands of the players. Commissioner Rob Manfred has presented a proposal to the union calling for a second spring train to start in June, followed by an 82-game season beginning in early July. No fans in the stands. Games will be played in as many home parks as possible. 14 teams would make the playoffs instead of the usual 10, and it'd be a universal designated hitter. So now the players are saying, well, we don't want to take a pay cut because Major League Baseball is calling for a 50-50 split for the remainder salaries for the rest of the season. And, of course, the players want a full payment because they're going to be obviously out there being in harm's way with the disease out there playing, so they want to make sure that they get paid what they're supposed to be paid. So this could be the major roadblock for Major League Baseball getting back on the field. It could all come down to, of course, Bill, money.
Yeah, I would think that that's a problem here. They had a meeting yesterday but didn't discuss money, so that would be a problem. The owners will clearly have to be taking a hit if they can't put fans in the stands, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, no ticket sales, not selling any concessions, souvenirs, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously there's less money in their pockets. So, you know, that's their side of it. But the players take the other side, and this could be the major issue.
All right. All right, Andy. That's Major League Baseball. Any other Red Sox news to share with us?
Well, the Red Sox are offering their fans' own personalized messages on Fenway Park Center Field video board to raise funds for the Red Sox Foundation. The charity is still operating under the COVID-19 crisis. Fans can place an order with a tax-deductible donation at redsoxfoundation.org/scoreboard, and then you'll receive a digital photo of that message. Red Sox always showing their gratitude toward healthcare workers. The team has posted photos of Fenway Park's field with the message, "Red Sox love nurses, vote into the grass." The message uses the Red Sox logo in a heart with socks apart for social distancing. How about that?
You got it. Hey, as you look around Major League Baseball, Andy, what other stories are making news? As you scour all the news from around MLB and then share it with us on a weekly basis, what do you have?
Well, getting back to the potential start of the season, some players, of course, aren't happy with this return-to-play proposal. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer calls the proposal laughable in regards to the revenue sharing, and former big leaguer Adam Jones, former outfielder for the Orioles, is now playing in Japan, called upon star players across the league to speak out against the deal. Elsewhere, get reports the Miami Marlins are going to start temporarily furloughing up to 100 employees of the baseball operations staff starting June 1st. Marlins CEO Derek Jeter has also suspended his salary. Medical and safety protocols have to be in place if and when the season begins. The league's trying to discourage players from spitting, high-fiving, or taking Uber rides to and from the ballpark. A formal medical safety plan has yet to be presented to the union. And a Stanford University study shows a low percentage of MLB employees testing positive for coronavirus antibodies. Only 60 of more than the 5,700 people tested were positive.
Well, if you're, Andy, what's coming? What is this world coming to if we're not going to allow baseball and spitting? I mean, come on.
That's a rite of passage, Bill, when you get on the baseball field, that's for sure. And the high five is right behind it. So it's going to be a completely different look to Major League Baseball when and if it does get back on the field.
Well, I mean, if a turf field didn't stop them from spitting, I don't know if this ruling will either, you know?
Good point.
That's just wrong, all right, to spit on a turf field. That's just my personal view. All right. So the plan, Andy, would have been to take whatever money they get now and then split it 50-50. So that would mean probably a huge pay cut for the players. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan going forward. And, of course, that's going to be the major sickling point for the players. And, you can see both sides of the argument, no doubt about it. It's a question, can they meet in the middle and get players back on the field for some entertainment for people?
Yeah. Well, if I had a choice to make $25 million this year or $500,000, I think I'd take the $25 million, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Well, I think that's an easy choice there, Bob. No doubt about it.
I mean, hey, that's the way I am. All right. Anything else in the world of baseball?
Well, it appears there's not going to be a World Baseball Classic in 2021. I'm sure you're greatly disappointed.
Mm.
The cancellation of the event is imminent, according to ESPN. The event was scheduled for next March in the United States, Japan, and Taiwan. Organizers expect the WBC to return in 2023. And, Bill, if you're still looking through your old baseball cards, one from 1910 recently sold at auction, even amid the coronavirus, for just a shade under $500,000. The Shoeless Joe Jackson card comes from a series called the T210 Old Mill, sold for $492,000.
You know, back when I was collecting a few baseball cards, not as many as some of my friends did, but I had a few big names, but mostly it seemed like there were a lot more utility ball players back then. I don't know whether that's true or not. Now everybody's a star, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. No doubt about that.
All right, Andy. Anything else to share with us from your baseball insider perch?
Well, one little bit of note. Locally, Major League Baseball and the Players Association providing financial assistance to six organizations that help domestic violence survivors. Each organization will receive $50,000. And one is the Jeannie Geiger Crisis Center in Newburyport, which will set up a children's safety project. So some good news for the folks over in Newburyport.
Got it. Nice. Okay. All right, Andy. Always good talking with you. So you have a great Thursday.
You do the same, and we'll be back at it next week.
You got it. Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.